This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boys, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The best stocks, the best ergonomic setup you've ever seen. More models than you can count. Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. So, Monday, and one thing I need to, I should have told Rob this, and I definitely need to tell this gentleman this. So, joining me now, since we've decided to shift from Friday to Monday, is the editor-in-chief of The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
Now, the exciting news. Next Monday, well, it just depends. I'm moving. And this Friday, everything that I'm speaking on right now, everything I'm looking at will be gone. So next Monday, very likely, I don't even know if I'll have power when we go set this up. So we're gonna have this set up on Monday, and we might get the internet back on Tuesday. And if we get the internet back on Tuesday, then we're going to try to think about bringing the show back up. But if that is the case, then, you know, if you're available to shift, well, we may have to shift.
I can be flexible. Good luck with the move. Nothing's much more fun than moving.
Well, I called a moving company today, and I said, how much? And they told me, I said, you're on. So I don't have to move nothing.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent. So anyway.
They'll pack it all in everything for you,
huh? Well, we're going to pack, because, I mean, there's some stuff, like, I'm not going to let them move any of the guns or any of the radio equipment or any of the video equipment or any of the other stuff that I've got that just my stuff. But you get what I'm saying. But anyway, what's been going on at The Truth About Guns?
Oh, goodness. It's a very, very week.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Of course, there's the whole New Zealand situation, but today something popped up that we haven't even had a chance to write about. I mean, we've written about a little bit of this. You know, we're used to silly, stupid, misinformed, malinformed things coming out of the mouths of politicians and people such as that in the media. For instance, after the New Zealand situation, there is the perpetually uninformed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeting that somehow that whole thing was really the NRA's fault, and you know, they made up the term thoughts and prayers in order to get around their responsibility for mass shootings. And you know, we understand that she's been having a great deal of difficulty since the New Zealand shooting got in the news, because she's still looking for Old Zealand on maps and can't find it anywhere.
Right.
But anyway, then yesterday, Joe Scarborough, another gun genius, tweeted some wisdom about the AR-15, saying, you know, that it was developed as a weapon of war, and and that it's more powerful than an M14.
Wow!
And it was far deadlier than the M16 that was used in Vietnam. So you know, instead of calling somebody who knows what he's talking about before he tweeted, or keeping his mouth shut and letting everybody think that he's an idiot, instead he decided to go ahead and tweet and remove all doubt.
Remove all doubt.
Yeah, but that's the usual stuff. What really caught us today was Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, who is also a candidate for the Democrat nomination for president. Mainstream candidate, is not some fringe socialist, or at least an avowed socialist. This is a guy Yang, or whatever. They've got 30 people running for right now. I can't keep track of them all. She got in front of a crowd today and started railing about guns. And she said that the gun industry opposes universal background checks because they want to sell guns. They want to sell assault rifles to teenagers at Walmart. They want to sell guns to people on the terrorist watch list.
Right.
They want to sell guns to people who are gravely mentally ill and people with criminal records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a blood libel, the likes of which you don't normally hear.
Well, I mean, is it any different? Do you think she got her cues from the Connecticut thing where they're saying that they were the advertising campaign was geared towards kids?
Maybe. I doubt she's that bright to even have read that or have even understood that because that was, I mean, that was insane, too. I think that what we're seeing is just a race to the bottom. On the left, on the anti-gun left, to see who can say the most outrageous thing, who can libel the gun industry and gun owners more, and otherize gun-owning Americans and the companies that make firearms.
Right.
It's truly disgusting. She owes gun makers an apology for saying basically that they want to arm terrorists. They want to sell guns to prohibited people, to the mentally ill, to children. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable. I mean, not very much shocks me anymore. That truly did take me aback.
Well, I mean, that's sort of the that's why the NRA opposes universal background checks, I guess, because of that. But that's always that old picadillo, isn't it? Because they want to sell guns. They want to sell. If the NRA had been selling guns all of the times that they say they would have been selling guns, they wouldn't be in the financial straits they're in now, would they?
Yeah, number one, she wasn't specifically identifying the NRA. She was talking about gun makers.
She was
actually talking about manufacturers here. But I've heard the same thing about the NRA, which, of course, the NRA doesn't sell guns. They never sold a gun ever in their history, to my knowledge.
No.
And the only organization that represents gun manufacturers is the NSSF. That is not the NRA. The NRA represents its members. It's 5 million or so members.
Right.
So
and,
different animal. No, she was maligning the manufacturers here. And it was truly, truly nauseating.
Well, the manufacturers, I fully believe, and I don't mean this in any ill will or anything, but the manufacturers are quite a naive group, aren't they? They try to get out there and take these little strolls into the political lane, and then they sort of get slapped right across the eye sockets, and they're like, wait, I didn't mean to say that, and
well,
so I think, like I said, we should start a consulting business right now. We should just start it right now. We can leave this disgusting world of media, and we can go out there, and we can do the fight the good fight.
I'm in.
Okay. Anyway.
I think they need to take President Obama's advice and punch back twice as hard here, and they really need a soccer for this one. And they need to come out hard with a PR counteroffensive, because this is truly, truly beyond the pale.
Yeah, but they won't do it. That's the sad thing. They won't do it.
They're cautious.
They still think this is a gentleman's game, and that's bad form and all this other stuff. If we get to that, we'll talk about that. But truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan works on a daily basis, where he and his writers put out video reviews, audio updates. They put out, political discourse. They put out gun reviews. Everything in the industry they touch. And you can find them at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to show you. Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, who is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Now, we've sort of already touched all the fun stuff he got to go. Where do you want to look in detail, sir?
Well, I was just probably going to go back to the biggest story, I think, of course, was just New Zealand, and just marvel at the civilian disarmament industrial complex in the U.S., falling directly in line with exactly what the shooter wanted.
Right.
You know, he published that manifesto of his, 70-some pages, and he made it very clear as to what he was doing. And besides the crazy eco-fascist whatever ideas he had and his hate for Muslims and all that, he said, you know, he chose to use guns for his attack very specifically. And it was because, he said, of the Second Amendment, and which is, he said, has torn the U.S. into a number of factions. And he said, with enough pressure for this kind of thing, it would, you know, the left wing in the U.S. would seek to abolish the Second Amendment, and the right wing would see it as an attack on their very freedoms. And his hope was that this would eventually cause the United States to split, you know, to fracture along cultural and racial lines.
Right.
And what happened? The anti-gun left did exactly that. They did. They're doing his bidding beautifully. This guy's in debt. I'm sure. I don't know what access he's got to news, but he's got to be very happy right now as to what's going on here as a result of what he did half a world away. And it's insane. But, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. Never let the narrative go unpushed. And our friends on the gun-grabbing side are falling in a line very nicely.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is that it's a little more... there's a little more to the process than that, right? I mean, the left, while very vocal, they're not actually representative of the entirety of the United States.
Well, no, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, half
but it's interesting that they react exactly the way he wantted them to. Aren't they supposed to eschew violence and terrorism and not give them that kind of props and everything else? And instead, they're sort of going along like sock puppets?
Yeah. You think he's got his hand up their skirts. You know, they're saying exactly the kinds of things that he would want them to say, attacking gun rights in the U.S., pushing even harder for, you know, assault weapons bans, background checks, red flag laws, magazine capacity limits. You know, they just renewed all that. They attacked obviously Ocasio-Cortez attacked the NRA, said the shooting was the NRA's fault, and you had other people saying it was President Trump's fault. You know, somehow assigning blame to people here for an Australian who shot up mosque in New Zealand. It takes quite a leap and a fevered brain
to
reach that kind of conclusion. I don't think these people actually believe that, but I think they're using the using these horrible events to push their narrative. And, you know,
well, they're opportunistic. If they're nothing else, they are opportunistic at any given time. Then they'll take any opportunity if it's laid in front of them. But I find it interesting that they would default to the one that is causing the most violence. And getting out there, and, you know, this is the thing. New Zealand, they had fewer murders in 2017 in New Zealand than they did in this entire incident.
Oh, I know.
They're surprisingly crime-free country. Well, not crime-free, but, I mean, they have a very low crime rate.
If they don't, and they only have 5 million people there.
Yeah,
very small.
That's the same thing as looking at South Carolina and saying, that's a country because that's our population, 5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, what is that? That's about one. How many people are in Texas?
Oh, goodness. I don't know, but we probably have 5 million people within a 2-hour drive of me, a big circle. Okay, check. San Antonio, and then you're starting to get in the outskirts of Dallas and Houston. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And that's just my little part of Texas. There's the whole rest of it, so.
Well, that's a good point, though. That's a good part of Texas. So, having said that, getting out there and making this like this is some big deal, it is a big deal. I'm not trying to denigrate it, but it is not something that it's not our issue. It's not our issue.
Well, no, but the people here who would love to further the destruction or whittle away further at Second Amendment rights make it our issue and say that, I can't remember. I put up a quote the other day and I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but yeah, somebody said that this is, that our mass shootings resulted in this guy doing what he did and that we are infecting the world and that we are somehow to blame for this because, of course, everything is America's fault.
Okay.
But again, if you can concoct, if you can gin up an argument that supports further civilian disarmament, they'll do it. And they have, and they are.
So I had not heard that. I had not heard that we were infecting the entire world. Huh.
Yeah. It's... give me a second to come up with it, but yeah, I can't remember who wrote that, but that's exactly it. They said it's basically because of our cultural reach and the effect that we have on other industrialized countries. Yeah, we were basically to blame.
Do you think this is to take us away from this whole narrative about Venezuela?
I don't know. I don't see any big.
Everybody's out there that wants to. Well, I mean, they do this kind of thing all the time, though. If it pops up, there's such little opportunists that if something pops up good, that they can wrap their heads around while we're going. Well, explain to us about Venezuela, AOC. Then they can say, "Well, look what happened over here. This is bad. We're infecting the whole world. We have to do away with this and that and the other." So anyway, we're coming up on the break. TruthAboutGuns.com. That's where Dan works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump told acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was then the Border Protection Commissioner, that he would pardon him if he were sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the U.S., that according to CNN, who asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about it during his visit to Chile.
I've been in lots of conversations on the enormous crisis at our border, and I've watched this president try to use every tool in our toolkit. We've done everything that we can. We've stayed within the law.
A DHS spokesman told CNN at no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal. A U.S. federal judge threatens to keep ships from Carnival's cruise lines out of American ports as punishment for the company's possible violations of the terms of its probation. Carnival has been on probation as part of a 2017 settlement in which it agreed to pay $40 million for discarding oil illegally in the ocean from Princess Cruises ships. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm out at boydsgunstocks.com talking to Dan Timmerman from The Truth About Guns. Were you listening to the news?
I was.
Do you like the? I like being in radio and not being a scientist and getting out there. And I mean, how many years have we heard that you should take an aspirin a day keeps the doctor away? Now they're like, oh, well, we were wrong about that. What about all these people who have been taking all this aspirin?
I was thinking the same thing, you know, for years.
What's Bayer going to say about this?
You know, eat eggs. No, don't eat eggs. There's too much cholesterol. Now eat eggs every day. It changes every couple of years. What are you going to do? It's insane.
It makes me wonder, if we didn't listen to them, how long would we live?
Probably just as long as we would if we did listen to them.
Well, I mean, we might live longer.
It may be. Yeah, for a long time. Apparently, the food pyramid that we've been preached to for 30 years.
Is that not good either?
Totally wrong. Yeah, it was way too heavy in carbohydrates and
okay.
Like that. We should be eating more fat and protein now.
Okay. Anyway, I just found that quite interesting. So, that's the good thing about what we do. We're not out here trying to give you stuff that's going to keep you alive. We're just commentating. So, let's commentate some more. What else is going on?
Yeah, let's commentate a little more. The thing about something like the New Zealand shooting that's so pervasive and, you know, sucks up all the oxygen in the news cycle is that it causes all sorts of people to crawl out from under rocks and opine on things that otherwise wouldn't do that. One of whom was a sports writer last week, a guy named Alan Abramson.
Okay.
Writes something called Three Wire Sports. And I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But he wrote, you know, when a teen activist from Sweden can inspire far-reaching school climate strikes, is it really too much to ask the International Olympic Committee as well to seek to make a difference, a really big difference in our broken world? And his premise is, look, we have to do something about guns. Let's ban shooting sports from the Olympics. He said, the question is whether it's a matter of promoting the best of humankind, shooting sports should be on the Olympic program. It should not. The inevitability leads to questions about modern pentathlon, which uses lasers, by the way, for its shooting, and ought to be hard questions about the biathlon and the Winter Games. Bottom line, inclusion of guns on the program, winter or summer, normalizes and glamorizes the use of firearms. Because, you know, heaven forbid that anybody at home watching on TV should see the responsible use of firearms in competition. You know, people having fun and safely using firearms. Not that those sports are really televised often, or, you know, I suppose you could watch it. You could see that kind of thing. It's probably on TV at like 3 a.m. or something. So
right. You stay up
all the coverage, but. So, well,
I've never, for all the guns that I've never seen, I have never seen one of those rifles with the backpack straps on it and the, you know, the funky stock and everything else. And what caliber are they?
Most of those in the biathlon and things like that, I believe, are 22s.
Are they that tall? I mean, are they 17s perhaps? Or
maybe. I'm 99% sure the rimfire, and I think they're all 22s, but I'm not positive of that. I know the indoor competition stuff is, those are definitely 22s. And, of course, the trap and skeet competitors, the Kim Rodies of the world, shoot 12-gauge shotguns.
Right.
So this thing apparently got enough attention, this guy's screed, that USA Shooting wrote a significant press release today defending the Olympics, or the inclusion of shooting sports in the Olympics. You know, he apparently doesn't have a problem with archery or fencing, which, you know, involves.
What about boxing?
Boxing, wrestling, good God, you know, that's very violent. Who knows? Weightlifting makes a big bang when they drop the weights on the ground. I don't know what else is he's finding upsetting or triggering, but shooting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I find most athletic competition to be a euphemism for war. Offense, defense. You know.
Exactly.
And getting out there and singling out, saying this is a good sport and this is a bad sport, they are all meant to be, you know, challenging to whichever athlete is out there. But they're all euphemisms for war. And getting out there and saying, well, the world would be a better place if we... How much do one of those rifles cost? What are they, like $20,000?
They're very expensive.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
I've seen some of the lower end ones. Anschutz and Walther seem to make all the ones that are used in competition.
Right.
They're very technical. They're very cool. They're very precise. And they're beautiful machines. I think they start around the $5,000 range. And then, yeah, go up to at least $15,000, $20,000. The ammo is very expensive. You know, this is Ely 10X type rimfire ammo and things like that. So, yeah, it's very, very, very specialized. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about the martial nature of many of these sports. What about karate and taekwondo? That's in the Olympics. You know, these are people beating, or, you know, as you said, boxing. These are people. These are people beating the crap out of each other. And that, doesn't that promote violence? Good gosh, we can't have that, can we? I asked in the piece that I wrote, you just set aside the fact that you have to wonder why these people want to be involved in the Olympics when the latest thing that they're considering an athletic event is apparently breakdancing, which is going to be in there in 2024 or something. That's kind of devaluing the whole thing when you include things like that or rhythmic gymnastics or something with the ribbons and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, I'm not going to run down these other sports, but just, again, what happens whenever these kinds of things occur is everybody comes out from under their own particular rock and opines on firearms and our culture, and it exposes a lot of people for what they are and what they would like to see.
Yeah, but I need to see, well, I think we've already seen those. I need to see the gun-free utopia. They need to show me the gun-free utopia where it works, where they have no crime, because that's the thing, right? That's the proposition we're being told. If we would just do away with this, and we just do one more law, and you know all this other stuff.
Well, that's the thing. New Zealand had very strict gun laws. To get the permit, again, the shooter there was bought his gun completely legally. He went through all the background checks. There's a physical check. There's a mental check. There's a criminal background check. He passed them all.
Yep.
And then this happened.
Let me get you to hold right there. Then this happened, because we're coming up on the break, and we'll pick it up at then this happened, because I want you to describe for me the gun for utopia, just so I can get a preview of it. I got to see it first, but I need a preview. But for Dan, you can find Dan and his work and his people's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. Very prolific website. All kinds of stuff coming all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, and I had to interrupt you as you were going along because you're about to get rolling. Go ahead and finish rolling if you want to.
Oh, I was just saying that while New Zealand isn't exactly that gun-free utopia, it is an American gun controller's utopia. It has virtually every gun control feature that they all say they want to see in effect there.
Right.
And obviously it's a very small country with a lot fewer people. But, yeah, even there, this kind of thing happened. The former president, the world's greatest gun salesman, Barack Obama, said that mm-hmm. these kinds of things don't happen in other industrialized countries. They do.
Aren't we? Don't we come in like 26th per capita in this kind of thing?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And if you pull out about six, and you can't do that because you have to take the country as a whole. But if you did pull out about six urban areas in this country, we'd fall to, like, I don't know, middle of the pack or lower. I mean, there's literally a huge number of our problem, isolated in a few very hot spots. But, you know, anyway, so again, New Zealand, not a gun-free utopia, but it is a gun controller's utopia. However, today, in something that's an area that's much closer to a gun-free utopia, the Netherlands, we had
right.
a shooting as well.
Oh.
A Turkish national got onto a tram and opened fire, killing three people. And it's very hard to get a firearm in the Netherlands, my understanding. And this person was, guess what, a known wolf. He was known to police and security people. He had a criminal history. He'd been arrested. I think he may have been jailed. I don't have all the details yet. He was just arrested a few hours ago, but I heard on the news between the breaks that their security minister said, yeah, he had a criminal background check and was known to police, and yet he got a gun in a highly gun-controlled country where it's very difficult for civilians to get firearms.
What kind of a weapon did he obtain?
I don't know yet. I believe it was a handgun, but I don't know what kind, where he got it. Obviously, I assume he got it illegally.
Against a bunch of unarmed opponents, a pocket knife is pretty deadly. So,
yeah, that alone would have done it. But, it was a handgun. This is my understanding.
So, what is their gun control like in that country, in Brussels?
I don't know. In fact, I was in the process of researching that when I had to get ready for the show, so I haven't gotten there yet. I like to look that kind of thing up and be familiar with it. But my understanding is that the Netherlands have stricter gun control laws than New Zealand does. It is very difficult for the average civilian to get a firearm, certainly a handgun. Now, part of continental Europe, and people can come and go as they please. They don't have any meaningful borders there. So who knows where he got that gun. He may have gotten it outside the country and brought it in. Don't know. Again, criminals tend not to comply with laws, criminals.
In Brussels, a handgun is only allowed after obtaining special permission from the government. Long guns, like rifles and shotguns, are the only guns not prohibited by the state. So, and gunpolicy.org categorizes Belgium as a country that has restrictive gun control laws.
Belgium, yes. This happened, Howard, today in Utrecht, which is the Netherlands, to Holland. So, I don't know where.
I was just looking at why. What are Brussels guns? Okay, well.
Yeah, Brussels is Belgium. So, yeah. I don't know what. Not sure what Holland's laws are.
Whatever. I did a search on that, and I just read that without. I was trying to be quick.
That's okay. Probably not very different than Belgium, I'm sure. So, again, you can have all the laws in the world. Doesn't matter. We have porous borders everywhere. We have island nations like the UK, where people, illegal guns are get into the country every day. Criminals get their hands on guns. They make guns if they have to. Easy enough to make a firearm if you want to, from commonly sold ingredients at any hardware store.
Right.
If you really want to make a firearm, you can do it very easily. All the gun control laws in the world are not going to prevent people from getting, making, and using firearms, period.
So, I think in France, we could go to France, and I read after Charlie Hebdo attack and the Parisian attacks that it was easier to get a fully automatic AK-47 in Paris than it was to get if you knew the right place to go, and it's cheaper, too, cheaper to get that than it would be to buy the semi-automatic variant here, if you know where to go, and I believe that was, due to the Armenian underground or something like that, obviously is operating in Paris. I wonder why they're not looking at that, but.
Wow. Yeah. No, I knew that was the shooters there did access AKs. But yeah, I did not realize it was that easy to get their hands on them.
Yeah. So that, can we go ahead and just, between the two of us, at the very least, dispel the notion that there is any such place? It could be a gun-free utopia if somebody notices it and wants to bring a gun to it.
Yeah, let's stipulate that it's just never going to happen anywhere, anytime. Nobody's going to wave a magic wand. They can pass laws. They can make gun-owning civilians criminals overnight. But the guns aren't going away. They never have. They never will. You can't stop the signal, as someone once said.
He was telling Mal that, though. The Serenity. I don't remember the dude's name.
That was Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe, that's right.
Yeah.
Mr. Universe. Yes, yes, yes. Dan and I, we watch movies. There used to be a time when you would actually get in the car and go somewhere. And you would go into this building that had a bunch of seats like bleachers. And there was a big TV on the wall. And we would watch a movie on that. That was back in the olden days, pre-DVD, pre-iTunes. So.
Yeah, you could stream it to your phone.
Sometimes I have to take everybody back in time. So, I guess we'll wait to see. Now, I'm watching the Democratic Party, and they've got so many moving plates. They got a lot of plates spinning in the air right now. And this one may play to what they want to talk about, but they've got a whole bunch of other things to be concerned about. And if they try to bring this up and push it, I'm sort of thinking they're probably, you know, we're about to see the Mueller report, and it's not going to be nothing. Well, after spending I don't know how much money and spending how many years, I don't know, a bunch of them. We found nothing. Thanks. That'll be the Mueller report. And with all this stuff, this has got to be a welcome distraction for them.
Could very well be. You know, I would never imply that they're happy about a mass shooting. Nobody is.
Well, only
they won't take advantage of it.
This is the reason you probably wouldn't allow me to write for you is because I believe that they like mass shootings because it is another means. I mean, look at what they allowed with Fast and Furious. They didn't care about that. They don't care if people die with that. They want to disarm us, and they're looking for any foothold they can. And every time one of these things happened, they're looking for a reason to give us gun control. So every time there's a reason that pops up, they're going to grab it. I am that pessimistic about it. Yeah, I'm that pessimistic about them because in order for all their other stuff, for us to have a windmill on the back of the car and, you know, a solar panel on top of the house and everything, they got to disarm us. But we have run out of time, and I'll let you know about next week as soon as I figure it out. But
good luck with your move.
Thank you very much. Dan Zimmerman, you can find him at thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check it out. A very prolific blog. We are headed to hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.